EYL University is the biggest online platform for education, but it's much, much more. It's actually a community. Our private Facebook group has over 8,000 members and 20 infinity groups. The students teach themselves just as much as the professors do. We have weekly webinars. We have over 100 past webinars. You get access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Real Estate Blueprint. You get access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. You get access to our monthly group chat investment calls and much, much more. So, go to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage of our limited offer, blowout sale, 65% off of the annual membership. EYLUniversity.com right now.
This one broke the internet for some reason, but write this down. Do you want your child to have $351,000 on their 30th birthday? Here's the crazy part. If you start, and I posted this originally in 2017, but if you start with $2,000, and you get a 7% interest rate, and you just do $250 a month for 30 years, your child will have $351,225. It's an amazing number. But do you see why I'm always screaming to invest in the market every month? This is for my parents. And for my parents that love your kids, how much better would your life have been if your grandparents knew or your parents knew to invest in the market every month? Now, at a certain time, they didn't have index funds, and at a certain time, they didn't have mutual funds. So if anyone is watching and you could have started investing in the 1940s, I get it. But with all the information that we have now, how much, I want everyone to put this in chat. How much better would your life have been if your parents and grandparents would have known this? So I know you're going to ask, for those of you, if you're first time listening, VOO, VTI, VGT, MGC are all good index funds. Pick one. Invest into them every single month, $250 a month for 30 years. This is the total that you will end up with. Now, for those of you that have a little bit more to invest, your child on their 30th birthday could have $1.6 million on their 30th birthday if you invest $1,250 per month. Now, for those of you who say, hey, I can't do that, great, do $250. If you can't do $250, do $50. Do whatever amount you can. But here's what I will tell you. It doesn't make any sense to pay whoever you lease your car from, whoever you get your car insurance from, cable, internet, cellular phone device, bill, any business expenses. At the end of the day, and I'll ask you guys this honestly, when someone has died in your family, when did anyone from any company show up to that funeral and say, hey, I know that you've been a loyal customer with us for 15 years or 18 years, and you probably should have put more money away. But because you've been such a great customer to us, we're going to take care of your family for the next 2 or 3 years. Has any of you had that experience? I know I have not. So the first bill that we have to pay, even though it's not the sexiest thing that we want to hear, is we got to pay ourselves and invest into the market every single month. And then for those of you that are either athletes, business owners, or entertainers, if you want to set up your child for generations, because I want us to stop talking about generational wealth, but we're not willing to make generational sacrifices. Athletes, business owners, and entertainers, if you put in $7,000 per month, at the end of 30 years, they'll have $8.9 million. And I know some parents worry, what happens if my child is just absolutely crazy when they turn 30? You can wait to give it to them when they're 35. I think you should actually break it up in portions. Give a fourth when they're 30, give another fourth when they're 35, and then once they hit a big achievement, they get married, you feel that they're responsible, then you can relinquish the rest of the money at that particular time. So I was out here, been out here in Mexico, and I was hearing a guy talk about this, and he's, I don't want to say the brother's name, but it was a brother, and he's older, and he's been investing 20-something thousand dollars a month in the market for him and his family since 1993. Shout out to everybody in Compton. He's from Compton. And I'm like, how did you know? He was like, a guy told me one time, and as I ascended and made more money, I saw the returns. But the thing is, this won't resonate till you start. So regardless of what level you're at, I want you to pick a number that you're going to invest every month. You don't need to listen to more sources. I answered the question yesterday. Someone asked me, does dollar cost averaging, will it give me the kind of freedom that I want? And I can argue, I don't have enough data to prove this, but from my experience over the last 10 years, people that dollar cost average and buy every month automated end up with a higher net worth than traders that have a bunch of indicators on their screen. Just go survey the traders that you know. All the people that I know that have a 50, a 200, a 100, a 20, a 10, a 8, a 3 EMA, and their chart looks like a colorful rainbow, when I check on them in 2 years, they are not in a better financial situation than they were prior. Buy every month. If you wish your parents had did this for you, put yes in chat. Once again, this is how we begin to break generational curses, long-term investing. You can do it if you want to or not. But for those of you that love your kids, this is the ultimate sign to know if you love your kids or not, if you'll put money away from them every single month. So here's a blueprint for your cash flow. Number one, you have to have a business to create cash flow. Investing in the market is amazing, but all freedom for you personally will come from a business with high profit margin. Number two, you have to decide to save a certain amount of your money each month. So write in chat how much you're going to save every month. For me, it's 40%. Number three, and then you have to invest 50% of your money into the market. And I was just talking to a guy here at the resort, and he was like, yo, but I still got to buy clothes. I got to buy supplements, got to shampoo, look great. I get you. I get it. But I'm going to tell for the fellas, every dollar that you invest into Looking Fly, whoever you're looking to chase won't be here in 2 years. You can do as you choose. In this era, I'm going to let everyone do what they want to do. I'm just going to tell you what plan I've been following that has allowed me to have freedom. And then for those of you that have multiple businesses, you need to do the same thing. So shout out to my guy, Chris. He's been saying you want to create money and you have the money work for you. That's an old blueprint. It's very true, but most people won't execute it. Decide right now, put in chat, how much money you're going to save and then how much you are going to invest into the market each month, because it's the only way that you can actually achieve freedom. You have to have the best CEOs and the best companies in the world making you money while you're doing nothing. Because if you get into an accident or the business climate changes or customers don't like you anymore or don't want to buy from you, what are you going to do? You're going to go on an apology tour or be broke? Business owners, you know this more than anyone else. Customers and clients love you dearly until they don't, then they hate you greatly. It is the greatest hedge that you can have. And you see Elon doing it with Bitcoin and other companies doing it with Apple. You have competitors of Apple buying Apple stock like crazy to hedge from their own losses. So please follow that blueprint. So here are the four biggest lessons that I've learned over the years from trading for those who actually make a big amount of money versus those who don't. Number one, please write this down. Rich and wealthy traders let their trade run. Traders that end up with a little bit of money cut their trades off short. And then you still have to remember that you have to pay capital gains on those trades regardless. Number two, big target plus a slow moving future equals freedom. So for example, on the same trade, let's say if he would have traded 21 contracts, 193 ticks on the S&P 500 future, which is the ES mini, would equal $50,662.50 in one trade. It would have taken about 4 to 5 hours. Now, if you do this 8 times in a year for pushing a button and practicing and looking at colors and lines, would this be a target that would make you happy? And for those of you who are asking, if you want to know how much 21 contracts cost, just multiply 21 times 500. Number three, 1 to 6 hours is the ideal time to let a big trade run. And this goes for everybody.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.